Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. On Learning to Dissect Fetal Pigs. I want back my rocking chairs, solipsist sunsets, and coastal jungle sounds that are tercets from cicadas and pentameter from the hairy legs of cockroaches. I've donated Bibles to thrift stores, mashed them in plastic trash bags with an acidic Himalayan salt lamp. The post-baptism Bibles, the ones plucked from street corners from the meaty hands of zealots. The dumbed-down, easy-to-read, parasitic kind. Remember more the slick rubber smell of high-gloss biology textbook pictures. They burned the hairs inside my nostrils. And salt and ink that rubbed off on my palms. Under clippings of the moon at 2:45 a.m., I study and repeat. Ribosome. Endoplasmic, lactic acid, stamen, at the IHOP on the corner of Powers and Stetson Hills. I repeated and scribbled until it picked its way and stagnated somewhere I can't point to anymore. Maybe my gut. Maybe there, in between my pancreas and large intestine, is the piddly brook of my soul. It's the ruler by which I reduce all things now. Hard-edged and splintering from knowledge that used to sit. A cloth against fevered forehead. Can I let them both be? This fickle faith and this college science that heckles from the back of the classroom. Now I can't believe that the Bible and Quran and Bhagavad Gita are sliding long hairs behind my ear like Mom used to, and exhaling from their mouths, make room for wonder. All my understanding dribbles down the chin onto the chest and is summarized as, life is merely to ovum and sperm, and where those two meet and how often and how well, and what dies there. By Renee Nicole Good. Becoming Again. I didn't rise like fire, I rose like forgiveness. Lost me once, still trying. Sky's the limit. I'm craving the climb. Thoughts that once broke me now make me alive again. Words find me, like a heart reborn. One heartbreak broke a million dreams, but that heartbreak built me stronger, heartless enough to fight for them again. By Rhea. To fall is to begin. I won't be dragged past the pearly gates. I'll leave of my own volition, with these heavenly rules stifling my breath. I must say, it seems a wise decision. Amidst the flames and the curling smoke, I shall rise anew. After all, a fall from heaven, a descent to hell, is a baptism, too. By Irina Veren. This poem was commended for Winged Muse Poetry Competition of Winged Moon Literary Magazine. Transmorphing. After Harpy by Valerie Hammond. In 7 nights she will burst into nothing. Now all alone in a cream-colored void. A wound-like creature. A word hunger like no other. Soon you will meet her in the neon gloaming. After the ruby ache of not riding for a long winter. Frost flowers in your heart. Her low wings will be closed, sharp claws pointing down and down, some frozen sadness on her pale face. Sunset's vermilion beams will bleed into your lungs as you hold her by hair. Unfurl the ribbon to tie it around your neck, to see your freedom knotted in its silk, and breathe life into her mouth. You will watch her unfold her wings wide. Talons will scratch the soft air when she cloaks you tight until you morph into a harpy to write a septet poem in red ink. By Ose Gay Lena. Genesis of her. Her body is like a powerful tide looming in an ever-flowing motion. Chewing on her emotions like rice, she aches to read in sheltering arms, wearing her chaos for a better life. Her skin is a wild thing at its best. Memories in her songs of grief now trembled and hummed in her bones, like a silent gust of unfinished wreckage, or an absent orchestra of musical hell. Her two eyes wander through the meadows, lessons forced on her forgiving shoulders. All her exhausting days and unsent texts are winding up in the threads of crocheted wool. She exists in this unyielding temporal, growing stronger among unseen enemies. By Kieran Ashraf. Part oracle, part warrior. A crescent moon hangs like a scar on her shoulder's silence, her lips sealed by vow or violence. Her eyes do not ask, they know. They have watched empires bleed on blades of their own lies. She stands in gray, spine unbent, each scar a sentence she never had to explain. Call it rebellion. Call it myth. A woman who no longer waits. She is the ink and the echo, the storm braided into calm. You may look, but you will not read her. Not everyone sees what silence reveals. So I offer you a line, a voice shaped by defiance, a presence drawn in truth. Let me speak for her, since her lips are sealed. She would not kneel. She is here for you to bow. By Aslam Sheikh. The Tender Descending. The earth exhales and everything slows. The trees remember what it means to be bare. We gather what warmth remains in our hands and stitch our dreams beneath quiet skies. Each flake that lands upon the skin is a messenger of mercy, a reminder that even in endings, something tender still descends. By Ellie Augustine. Suck it in. I saw a woman, weak and gaunt, shuffle slowly up the sidewalk and instantly felt protective of my curves. Because we don't get to keep them. They leave us in our old age, only after we forget we cursed them, for the zipper's slow progress, the marks left by elastic waistbands, the shock of our picture from the rear, the angry bumps between our thighs. The way we learned to suck it in before there was anything but flat stomach. It's only when the extra bits are gone, do you realize they made you robust. Proof of a full life that couldn't be knocked over by the shock of a car squealing round the corner or a plucky robot delivery cart in the intersection with nothing to lose. The paths are paved with chaos. Ballast is required. So I'll shoulder my pack without swearing and find comfort in all I'm able to carry. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.